The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The fate of whether a Bible-infused curriculum will be taught in Texas public elementary schools is now in the hands of the Republican-led state school board, set for the final vote on the measure today.
The board already gave preliminary approval 8-7 for the new curriculum that's heavily weighted with Bible stories like the Sermon on the Mount and parables like the Good Samaritan. GOP board member Tom Maynard says it's not preaching, it's teaching.
From a religious standpoint, I would know it because I've preached that sermon a few times.
Opponents are hoping to win over at least one more board member. Melissa Ortega represents District 1.
The curriculum imposes religious perspectives inappropriate for public schools.
If the curriculum passes, the next battle will be in the courts.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just an awful story out of Ellis County this morning where authorities say a sanitation worker made a gruesome discovery.
The worker reportedly found a baby dead while working their garbage route just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, according to the Ellis County Sheriff's Office. This happened in the 1300 block of St. Andrews Drive, just to the west of I-35E. The sheriff's office says they are investigating, but did not release any other information. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Say it ain't so. Dickies is moving its headquarters to California.
That's right. VF Corporation, the branded apparel company that bought Dickies in October 2017 for $820 million, is moving the headquarters to Costa Mesa, California. Dickies is sharing space with other brands like The North Face, Timberland, Wrangler, and Lee. Dickies said about 120 employees who work at the headquarters in Fort Worth will lose their jobs as a result of the move. Dickies has been in Fort Worth for 102 years. The company says the move to California will be carefully managed and completed by May 2025. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
8 felony charges have been leveled against a former Denton chiropractor. 39-year-old Hector Reyes III is accused of trying to sexually assault 2 women at the MSK Pro Health Chiropractic Center on Lillian Street in Denton. Both women reported the alleged assaults within days of one another in June of 2023.
Remember the days of people quitting their jobs and finding new ones right away? They called it the Great Resignation. It was only like 2 years ago. Things have changed a lot, though, in the workforce in 2024. Glassdoor reports workers are staying where they are right now because the prospects aren't good for finding anything better at another company. But those workers now say they're basically stuck in their jobs with no real chance to move up in the corporate world. 2/3 of workers say that's where they are right now, stuck.
I don't feel stuck. Do you feel stuck?
I don't feel stuck.
But I'm also not brushing up my resume.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either. Yep.
The Cowboys are already looking toward next season, and many people are wondering if the way the team is structured works against them, mainly owner Jerry Jones working as the GM. Jones wanted to set the record straight, saying he isn't a dictator making crazy decisions.
When I make a decision out there about a coach or personnel, but don't think that I'm in some kind of a room and I'm sequestered off. I have huge input in terms of opinions and in terms of their evaluation of it. And I have it from many, many sources.
Let's hope they can turn it around next year. Next up, the Washington Commanders on Sunday. I am not crazy.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Sure he's not. By the way, if you're going to go see Wicked, just know this. The movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And it is only the first part. Did you know that at 2 hours and 40 minutes long, the movie, the first half of the movie, is actually 10 minutes longer than the Broadway musical that it's based upon?
Wow.
And it's, while the runtime of the second part movie of that movie has not been released yet, we don't know what it's going to be, they're theorizing that it's going to be longer than the first part.
Oh, that's wow.
So Wicked is going to end up being a 5 or 6 hour commitment.
But it's popular.
It is popular, no doubt about it.
It is popular. A man from Mesquite will serve nearly 50 years in prison for killing a 16-year-old during a robbery.
21-year-old Jonathan Pyle could have gone to prison for life without parole had he been convicted of capital murder. Instead, he took a plea deal to a reduced charge of felony murder and got a 48-year prison term. Pyle shot and killed 16-year-old Kamandre Palmer Anderson in January of 2022. Pyle was one of the people in a car that was to buy a gun from Anderson, but instead murdered him and threw him out the window onto Clay Mathis Road in Mesquite. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Animal Services is facing a capacity crisis with 516 dogs filling 307 kennels, putting the shelter at 140% capacity. That's just too many dogs. The shelter is receiving 50 to 100 new dogs daily, exacerbating the problem. To address the issue, though, the shelter will host a moonlight muttoness event to encourage adoptions and alleviate overcrowding. The event runs from 11 until 9 on Saturday, providing an opportunity for people to adopt or foster dogs before Thanksgiving and the holidays. You can get your puppy stocking.
Heather, a positively crazy story out of Virginia. As a husband and wife in Virginia are now facing criminal charges after they stabbed and disemboweled a pizza shop employee in an argument that they got their pizza wrong.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the craziest?
That's awful.
So they repeatedly stabbed this employee to the point at which his intestines came out. The guy didn't die, thankfully, but this is over a pizza.
Wait, he didn't die?
He didn't die. No.
What?
He's still in the hospital, and he's expected to make a full recovery, but he didn't die. And the woman started the argument, and then she called over her husband and said, "Handle this situation." That is not cool.
That is not a way to handle it. Just, give him a bad review online
or something. For Pete's sake. Right. Come on, people. 724 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
You know, I thought we were getting along. You really hate me, don't you? I have to follow a disemboweled
pizza delivery.
I'm sorry. I couldn't follow.
There is no good place to put a disemboweling pizza story.
Well, I think weather would be a good idea. No, leave me out of that. Maybe traffic. That, it fits more like traffic, right before traffic.
Good idea. Noted. Thank you.
In fact, the wicked story is really interesting because it's a stock market story. Of course, everything's a stock market story, but it's a stock market story because a couple of years ago, you know, we had Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's Glicked. So today is the day that Comcast Universal Pictures brings out Wicked, but it's also the day that Paramount Pictures brings out Gladiator 2 in the theater. So they've come up with Glicked. And last time this happened, on the opening weekend, Barbie and Oppenheimer brought in $244 million. The last I've seen is Wicked's supposed to bring in $100 million, Gladiator 2, maybe $80 million, so something less than Barbenheimer, but still something that would sort of help resurrect an area that really needs some resurrecting. Now, market looks higher pretty much across the board. The Dow Jones Industrials Average made up for lost ground yesterday, and for the week, it's up 425 points, or almost 1%. The S&P average has been up four straight days, up 1.3%. The NASDAQ is up 1.5%. One of the areas that's really leading this, believe it or not, is retail. Gap Store is up 15% today, much better than expected earnings. The CEO said the holidays are off to a great start. Ross Stores earnings look higher, and same-store sales were a bit stronger than expected. Tapestry's going to buy back $2 billion worth of their stock, so they're getting a lift, too. We'll watch the energy prices, which are pulling back a little bit after a pretty good run. But if the Dow opened right now, it'd be up 43 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P average maybe a little bit closer to unchanged. And interest rates are falling back. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, Matt Gaetz is out and Bondi is in. Joining us now is congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Thank you so much. Of course, we are talking about the pick for the Justice Department. Tell us what you've learned.
Well, he wasn't close to the number of votes he needed for confirmation. In the U.S. Senate right now, for these Trump nominees, the magic number is 50. They need 50 yes votes, and they fail. But Matt Gaetz was apparently woefully short on that. And when those numbers hit you in the face, there's not much more you can do. You don't want to go through the spectacle of a confirmation hearing, the spectacle of testifying before America, and then losing. Better to leave on your own terms, which Matt Gaetz has just done.
And he withdrew yesterday, and then quickly Trump announced Pam Bondi to replace him. Tell us more about her.
Well, he's sticking with Florida, isn't he? Instead of the Florida congressman, it's the longtime Florida attorney general. Pam Bondi has been in Trump's orbit since his first term. In fact, Pam Bondi was among those who defended Trump at his first impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate, the one that involved Ukraine and allegations of illicit favors of a political nature from Ukraine. Pam Bondi has been a loyalist, has been a fixture at Mar-a-Lago, and is somebody apparently Donald Trump thinks is just the right person for a position he's made clear is a high priority. He wants a loyalist and somebody who will do his bidding, and he thinks Pam Bondi, after Matt Gaetz, is the right choice.
She has a lot of experience. Do you think that will help her be confirmed? And what are the odds there?
Well, we're not getting the initial reaction to Pam Bondi that we got to Matt Gaetz from senators and sources on Capitol Hill. I mean, there was shock when Matt Gaetz was selected. There was one senator, I swear to you, who had to be convinced it wasn't a joke. I had to show him on my phone that this was, in fact, who Trump had chosen when it was Matt Gaetz. Pam Bondi will have her critics. We'll have some questions asked to her at the confirmation hearings that will be pointed, but it's not a shocking choice because, well, she's served as an attorney general at the state level and has long been a fixture in Trump's orbit.
Scott McFarlane.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.